This podcast is brought to you by Dan Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Friday, October 23rd, 2009, from Crema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Rosalia Matlow, making headlines today. Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan says that South Africa's economy will probably contract by around 2% this year. He said that South Africa was doing quite well as a modest economy with an average growth of about 5% in the last 5 years. However, for this year, South Africa will probably be closer to minus 2%. On Tuesday, Gordhan will announce South Africa's budget plans for the next 3 years as Africa's biggest economy struggles with its first recession since 1992. The Treasury has already estimated a 70 billion rand shortfall in tax revenues. Combined economy vows that include a massive shrinking in the manufacturing and mining sectors due to a nosedive in exports. South Africa is unlikely to meet its November 2011 digital broadcasting deadline unless the government receives more assistance from industrial participants. Deputy Minister of Communication Diana Bule says that the country had already missed its 50% digital broadcasting coverage target for the end of this financial year. It is currently only covering around 33%. As such, South Africa is unlikely to make its 80% coverage target for 2010 and its 100% coverage target for 2011 if it does not receive assistance from industrial participants. South Africa switched on the digital signal on October 30th last year, starting a dual illumination period during which both analog and digital signals are broadcast simultaneously. Also making headlines, the South African cabinet strengthens its support for the Square Kilometer Array Radio Telescope bid. The Worldwide Leader Fund warns that a lack of political will could divert the world from achieving a climate deal in Copenhagen. Strict conditions are placed on those firms that receive bailout money from the state-owned industrial development corporation. And South Africa's economy ministry denies the rent freeze report. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on this and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.